Hong Kong authorities have barred 12 pro-democracy candidates from running in September's legislative elections. The government said Thursday the candidates were disqualified because they opposed the new national security law imposed on Hong Kong by the central government in Beijing. The government also said they advocated for the financial hub's independence. The announcement did not specify which candidates have been expelled from the ballot for the Legislative Council elections. Prominent pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong confirmed on social media that he was among the 12 disqualified. The U.S. House of Representatives begins a new mandated face mask policy Thursday. The policy follows an order from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi late Wednesday after U.S. Congressman Louie Gohmert tested positive for the new coronavirus. Gohmert had been seen recently without a mask on Capitol Hill. Gohmert's test result came back before he was scheduled to travel Wednesday to his home state of Texas with President Donald Trump. Brazil reopened Wednesday to foreign visitors arriving by plane, hoping to revive its lockdown-devastated tourism industry despite the rapid spread of the new coronavirus in the country. Brazil ranks second globally in COVID-19-related deaths and infections. Australia continues to experience a surge in coronavirus cases. Melbourne, Victoria State's capital city, is the epicenter of the state's current COVID-19 surge. State Premier David Andrews has blamed the uptick on residents continuing to go to work or in public despite developing symptoms. Read more about the coronavirus pandemic on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The rising number of COVID-19 cases around the world has researchers racing to develop and test a vaccine to blunt the spread of the virus. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Wednesday that it could authorize the emergency use of an experimental coronavirus vaccine within a matter of weeks once it meets efficiency standards. The Wall Street Journal said the vaccine is derived from antibody-rich plasma from recovered coronavirus patients. Antibodies are proteins made by the body's immune system to fight off a virus. Johnson & Johnson started U.S. human safety trials for its COVID-19 vaccine on Thursday. This comes after the drug maker released details from a study in monkeys that showed its best-performing vaccine candidate offered strong protection in a single dose. The drug maker said it had started early-stage human trials in the United States and Belgium and would test its vaccine candidate in over 1,000 healthy adults ages 18 to 55 years old. The company will also test the vaccine candidate on adults ages 65 and older. The U.S. government is backing Johnson & Johnson's vaccine effort with $456 million in funding as part of a spending spree aimed at speeding production of a vaccine to end the pandemic. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will testify in front of lawmakers on Capitol Hill Thursday. This is the first time he will testify in 15 months, discussing the State Department's annual budget request. He'll be in front of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and is expected to field questions on dealings with China and Russia, the decision to move troops out of Germany, and weapons exports. Ivory Coast's ruling RHDP party nominated President Alassane Ouattara to seek re-election, but he is withholding a decision on seeking a third term. Earlier this year, the 76-year-old spoke of turning over the leadership reins to a new generation. Ouattara's plans to bow out may have changed when his prime minister and preferred successor died of cardiac arrest earlier this month. Opposition groups in Ivory Coast oppose Ouattara extending his 10-year reign, citing a third term in office would be unconstitutional. The U.S. has launched its next-generation Mars rover. The robotic explorer will search for potential signs of life on the red planet. NASA's latest rover, Perseverance, launched at 11:50 GMT Thursday from Cape Canaveral in the southeastern state of Florida. The rover is scheduled to land on Mars in February. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA1, the best.